You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I never trouble no one.
All right.
I'm a lady, I'm not a man. NNC is my ambition.
Period. So, I think it's pretty rare that I would be interviewing somebody that's literally had Sister Nancy on their song. Jess B!
How did she manage that?
How the fuck did you scam your way to get that woman in a bloody studio? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know me and my big mouth. I sort of just ask people questions and sometimes I get a yes.
Literally, shock. I have the screenshot of when you sent me a photo of her in the studio and you've written like, what the fuck, but like just obviously key smashed, and I have a screenshot still that's like also the cover of a playlist that I have. It's like all dance hall or something.
That was a day. My manager had to like run through the streets of Sydney to find a box of warm Heinekens. So she requested, she only drinks warm beer.
That's nasty. So I guess we're drinking warm beer.
Do you know how hard it is to find warm Heinekens?
Ooh.
It's actually harder than you'd think. Like, well, at least it wasn't Sydney.
In Australia.
So he was going into all the liquor stores being like, hey, do you guys have Heinekens, but they're room temperature? And they're going, no.
So yeah, in Auckland, you would find a lot of those room temperature drinks. I feel like sometimes I got an Uber Eats the other day, and this fucking place sent, no shade, obviously, lure of the service workers. Do what you need to do. Do what you can. Obviously, like, who am I to be like, I want my drink cold. But it was simply lukewarm. I put it in the freezer and my can exploded in the evening. So that's what I get.
That's what you get.
Anyway,
goes on regardless, am I right?
And life goes on and people are literally dying. So let's move on. Jess B. Wow. Look at this. I'm going to just read.
Don't read it.
No, I'm actually going to read it because it's iconic.
Who sent you that?
Literally my producer, Molly, period. Shout outs to you, sweetie. Okay, here we go. Kenya New Zealand artist Jess B is a new finalist this year for her bass heavy dancehall song, Power, produced by avant-garde hip-hop producer Who Shot Scott. The song features none other than the dancehall reggae legend icon, Sister Nancy, and Zambian Australian hip-hop artist Asampa the Great, making for an anthem of self-empowerment. Obviously a huge tune. I've played it already, probably will play it again. Power is the lead single from Jess B's debut album Feels Like Home, which came out last year, a project that embodies the essence of home not being defined as a place but instead being where the heart is.
Period.
Born and raised in Aotearoa to a Kenyan father, Pākehā mother, Jess B is part of the new generation of African Kiwi hip-hop artists bringing their culture to the mainstream and having shared stages with the likes of Kehlani, Stormzy, YG, who else, and served strength to audiences at South by Southwest, Listen Out, Laneway, etc., etc., every festival across the world, as well as working as part of the African New Zealand rap supergroup Black City. The sweetie has joined us here today. Very hard to nail Jess B down. It's very hard these days.
I was literally begging you to come up here. What are you talking about? I literally messaged Shaq and I said, can I come on?
Can she
said,
I don't know. Please do some promo.
She said, I don't know. What about that?
I'm like, no, please don't. Please don't come up. Nah. But I got you in at the 6:30 hour we could yap and yap and yap until 7 p.m., which is good. Usually I'm like,
rushing people
get
through.
People out. You know, like, come in, get out, do the next thing. There's so many segments on this show, dear listener. And look, it's awesome, and I'm very privileged to do this and work in broadcasting and in radio. It's awesome. But I have a lot of segments in the show, so it feels like I am running a train station in here.
running a train station. Choo choo, I guess.
With my command desk, the text machine, people calling in, being like, "You suck. Get off."
Hey, what's new? Exactly. We're used to that one.
I've just changed rooms. Really. Okay, so not only were you a finalist, not only are you a finalist for the Silver Scrolls this year, which is a peer voted sort of thing, you also bless you.
So sorry.
You're also literally announcing another EP. What the hell? Tell me about that.
Well, this is just the extension of Three Nights in Amsterdam, which obviously the story behind it, Shaq was there. Shaq's been everywhere, actually.
I'm always hanging out like
a bad
smell.
You've always been there, just
hanging
in the corner.
Lurking.
We were in Amsterdam for, I thought it was the coolest thing ever because at the time I wasn't signed, but I had a publisher who was like, we'll pay for return flights and accommodation for 3 nights to go to Amsterdam. And I thought, I've made it. And unbeknownst to us, the flights are like £30 return. But I thought I'd absolutely cracked it. So I said, hell yeah, fly me out. And then we went out to Amsterdam, and then the rest is history. So we made that project literally in 3 days while we were there. And then that relationship with Max is one that has continued for the last 5 years.
So Max is your
Max is the producer. We were set up on a blind date, so to speak, and it went really well. And yeah, we're
love
still
Max.
Yeah, we love Max. He's great. He's like very classic Dutch producer. He was in a successful DJ duo back in his day, and now he just makes beats and stuff.
Real one.
So yeah, so we just decided that because we had continued making music, that it was worth kind of like re-upping.
Giving it another hoon. So yeah. So you recorded, obviously, 3 Nights in Amsterdam in 2020. Was it there?
Yeah.
Was it? And then the music that you are releasing, when are you releasing it? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. I was going to say at midnight.
I got literally the Galen notification that was like remix, and I'm like, what remix? And then I was like, obviously it's the one fucking remix that you made.
The one that you produced?
That, wow, looks, yep. So I've made my, actually, no, I've been trying to work on producing some music, you know, just because, I don't know, I feel like it's a fun outlet and...
And you're talented.
And I'm talented.
Maybe.
Wow, period. Thank you very much. And so, yep, making some tunes, having a hoon. Ages ago, I think it was in like 2020.
Oh, the last time you were in Amsterdam.
When I was in Amsterdam.
Yeah, 2023.
Me and Pascanel, who
It was last year.
No, it was definitely not
was
last year.
Was it 2023?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Me and Pascanel, it actually might have been the year before. Can't remember. Anyway, me and Pascanel were hanging out in Amsterdam, and he was like, let's go to the studio. And so...
I wasn't there.
You weren't there, and that's I was right. Like, let's remix Bullseye, because I was also in the studio when Bullseye was recorded.
And the director of the music video.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, she's in the fabric of my whole career, really. It's quite
the multi-hyphenate, bless. Hey, and you're in the fabric of mine, period. Shout out to everybody. Jess B. Anyway.
Queen.
Yeah. Anyways, look, I was in the studio with Pascal, and we're like, let's remix this, and we did, and... We might have to just premiere on the radio.
The world exclusive. No one has ever heard this, actually.
Nah, to be honest,
it's pretty hectic.
Nah, when I made it, when we had made it, I definitely was playing it out. But it was like 2 years ago before we had done it, another little
zhuzh on it. Little verse.
Yeah, and Jess literally was like, I'm in, where were you? Amsterdam. I'm in Amsterdam right now. When we were like, we need to get this track, and Jess like was, let me just chuck another verse on it, so... Anyway, we might just play that. But yeah, that's you're prolific. Oh my God, I've just noticed your phone's hanging on the window.
Yeah, you know, taking content.
That's awesome. And how does it feel with this? With the actually, before that, should we play a song? Do you have any requests? Any inspirations that had happened? With this project.
Any at all. Any request.
Yeah,
any
I'll
song
find
at all.
It. I'll find
Let's
it.
Let's play
it.
Bex Zagadat.
Oh, duh.
Oh.
Bex is an artist from...
London.
UK.
London.
And you've actually done a song with the sweetie, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's been canned.
What do you mean it's been canned? It's a big
there
tune.
Were some label issues, not on my side.
Oh, okay. Yes. So never mind. Of course. It happens like that. Let me find
it. It accidentally got leaked onto... That's the only reason that you know about it. Because it accidentally went on Spotify, and I think someone had a bad time about that. So was pulled down.
I mean, fair enough.
Got close, though.
Yeah, the song still exists and you still have that.
I could leak it myself, couldn't I?
You could just also literally play it and all good. Like, what is anyone going to do? Cry?
True. No.
Kill you?
No.
Exactly.
Boo-hoo.
This is Bex with Zagadat. Big tune. And when we're done, we'll also keep yapping. And then also play probably some tunes from the new project. In it. Period.
What do you know what I mean? What do you know about buckle around pit? Come on. Real Jamaican. Bump buckle like that. Fuck with the spirit and swim truck. You love no
I'm Mr. Make It Easy, I tell her Zagada. You like me, I like you, I like you, you want to. Dagada, twist and Dagada. to make it easier. Tell us I got that. You like me, I like you, I like you. Ring the alarm. Had to let him know nothing ain't calm. You see this one, you see this one, I got charm. Turn around, I put your cheek in my palm. Heard your food from Ghana, Ashante. I just wanna make it rain like Ashante. You got low riders, I see your panty. I'm not a romantic, I take your home and dip. Twist and dagger that. I miss that, make it easier, tell us I got that. You like me, I like you, I like drink you want. Toot, dagger that, twist and dagger that. I miss that, make it easier, tell us I got that. You like me, I like you, I like drink you want. Twist and dagger that. Make it easier, tell us, make it easier. You like me, I like you, I like drink you want. Twist and dagger that. Make it easier, tell us, make it easier. You like me, I like you, I like drink you want.
Fucking tune, that one. Zagadat by Bix, who is a really awesome artist from the UK. And that was a song straight out of Jess's requests bank. Thanks. You don't often take requests, you know, but we did today just for you. Okay, so you've got an EP coming out tomorrow, which is an extension from Five Nights in Amsterdam.
It's technically the 5-year... Oh, turn me on, would you? It's the extension...
Sorry for silencing you.
Wait, no, it's the 5-year anniversary. So it's been 5 years since it came out, which is actually crazy.
That's crazy. Because it's kind of like your breakout EP.
I can't believe we've been around for 5 years.
Just five.
Well, you know what I mean. At least if you're doing a 5-year anniversary, it means you've been around the block, haven't you?
I was thinking of that for Filth. I was like, oi, Filth, we're going to have to do like a
10-year
party.
When's that? Oh, in a couple of years.
In a couple of years, but still, every time I think of, oh, that could be a big Filth party, I'm like, it's not a big birthday, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, true.
Celebrate your wins, you know? Just existing is enough.
I agreed. We haven't won anything yet, have we?
Well, here's hoping you win the Silver Scroll, which is... Jess has a nomination for a Silver Scroll. For the big frickin' tune, Power. It's been nominated for the Silver Scroll Award, Kai Tito Kayaka. It was written by Jess Burke, Sampha Tembo, Offalyn Russell, Zaidun Nasir, Mohammed Kombar, and Andrew Clues, and performed by Jess B. I've played it multiple millions of times on this show. It's also always getting played on BFM, as it should. It's a big tune.
Shout out to BFM.
What was it like making a song with those two? Those two are goated, and obviously you are too. It must have been really affirming.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty shocking experience. So
not the shock,
me
was it?
And me and Z, who shot Scott, we made the song in studio together.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID, actually, I think it was like only us allowed to be in the studio. And as we were making it, I was like, oh my God, you know, who would absolutely eat this down as Sampa the Great?
Period.
But it was just kind of like a wishful thought at that time. And then, as aligned with my favourite quote, which is closed mouths don't get fed, I just literally asked if
literally
she would...
Literally Jess's
literally I live by this. Because my whole thing is like, what are they going to do? Not reply or say no? Okay.
Yeah, like literally you have to... like.
I mean...
Literally closed mouths don't get fed.
Literally. So I thought, well, I'll just take a stab in the dark. And then, yeah, and then it worked out perfectly because she was super into the song. And then that New Year's, she came over and played at Northern Bass.
Yeah.
Which we did as well. So we linked up in person then, and then it's kind of been like a really cool friendship that's blossomed since then. And she was actually super like supportive when the song came out. Like she came and did promo with me in Oz, and like she was really, really like involved in the process.
Yeah.
She did the video.
She's a real artist.
She's
yeah,
so
she
awesome.
Does the video.
She's like actually, and you know, like for us, or at least for me, she's kind of like giving Tua Kana because she's like the first, like she was one of the first like black artists in Australia to really like
popped off. Yeah,
like make a name for herself. And then Sister Nancy came a little bit later in the piece, and we were, at the time, we actually wanted to get her for an interlude. Mm. So she was in Sydney doing a show, and I was over there, and she was doing dub plates. So, like, if you don't know what a dub plate is, it's when, like a
No, Jess didn't get me one. Thanks.
I was going to get you one for your birthday, and then it were $500. So actually priceless. I should have done
it. It's actually pretty cheap.
Shit.
Next time.
I was low on cash at that particular time.
And you know what? $500 is a lot of money.
I did spend actually, for the record, I spent about 24 hours on my laptop making you a lovely book, didn't I?
You did. You did make
a photo book.
All these things are priceless.
Anyway, so she was doing dub plates at the time. Mm. And so then we thought we could just, you know,
sneak one in.
Yeah, just while she was there accepting checks to just go. And also for context as well, me and Shaq had both met her before. It wasn't super out of the blue. We'd kind of built a little bit of like a working relationship in the sense that she knew who we were.
Some of us have literally opened for her, but anyway.
Exactly that.
Period.
Exactly that. So we decided that we'd ask, and she was down to do it. Mm. And then it kind of just turned from an interlude idea into the intro of the song. So we played her the song, and then she was like, "Why you want me to see you?" And then I just said, "Oh, you know, just whatever, you know," I was like, "This song is about XYZ. And then she kind of just like, yeah, literally spitballed that and two takes. I think she did two takes, and then we just used like the best bits of it.
She's really a one take.
She is so awesome. Mm. I love her. She's incredible.
And yous may or may not be in the same place at the same time in February. Not that we're leaking any information, but
Auntie,
just so you know,
Auntie Sister Nancy.
The next Splore announcer's coming next week, and we might just find someone on there. That
one thing about me is, even if I'm not on the lineup, you'll find me at Splore. So.
Anyways, look, we're gonna get into a little ad, and then we'll play you the I guess it is kind of like the world premiere of the Bullseye tune, isn't it?
Exactly.
The remix.
Exclusive.
It's an exclusive, and it's coming out tomorrow, at midnight.
Indeed, it is.
Thanks so much. Here's a message from our sponsors.
A tsunami of frequencies are a-coming because Toadfest is back this November at Whammy Bar, a night of Tamaki Makoto's finest rock and roll offerings, featuring New Telepathics, Grim Rimney,
Cootie Cuties,
Preacher,
Opus,
Ox and Ox, Hallelujah Picassos,
Snuffer,
Crying Ivy,
Steel Wool,
and Text to Speech. All ages from 4 till 7 p.m, R18 from 8 p.m. till midnight. Plus, it's World Vegan Day, so ticket holders get 20% off Gorilla Kitchen. Toadfest. Whammy Bar, Saturday, November 1st. Tickets from under the radar.
You know how everyone has a day one? Like day one at uni, day one of their first job.
Yeah, why?
Well, these filmmakers, they're having their day one. Day one shorts. 8 films from local directors getting their first big break.
What kind of stories?
All sorts. Fertility, ballroom, sweaty hands, even a corporate monster crash out.
Sounds like a bit of me.
All free to watch on YouTube, RNZ and Multi Plus.
I'm checking them out tonight.
Day One Shorts. New voices, bold stories. Stream now.
The legendary Fat Freddy's Drop are celebrating the 21st anniversary of their groundbreaking debut album based on a true story. Live at the Auckland Town Hall, Friday, May 15th and Saturday, May 16th. The chance to witness Fat Freddy's Drop perform this seminal album in the flesh doesn't come around often, so don't miss out. Fat Freddy's Drop at the Auckland Town Hall, Friday, May 15 and Saturday, May 16. Tickets on sale Tuesday, 28th of October from Ticketmaster.
All right, if you just tuned in, it's the Dapare Thursday Drive Show with Half Queen, and I am joined in the studio by the myth, the legend, Jess B.
You missed out the man.
Oh, the man. Sorry, whoa.
The Uman.
The Uman, who has an extension. I don't even know. I've been trying to say what it is, because obviously it is the 5-year anniversary since your breakout EP, 5 Nights in Amsterdam. And it's 5 years.
It's 5-year anniversary. I guess it's not quite, no. But it's, I guess it's just a deluxe.
We've just been referring to it
as 3 more nights in Amsterdam.
And it's true, because you did have 3 more nights.
You had a few more nights.
Amsterdam is a really awesome place. If you ever get the opportunity to go there, you absolutely should.
We've done some festivals there. We've done it all.
It's actually crazy.
Remember when we did Milkshake? I just posted a video on my story of Shaq standing on the on top of the DJ decks in her past life when she used to be a rock star.
It'll still a rock star. One day. It'll happen again.
Honestly. Get Shaq out of retirement. Naturally. My main motto.
I'm literally coming out of retirement on Saturday.
Period.
I'm playing at Longline Classic in Gisborne.
You didn't really go into retirement. No, you just became more selective. Didn't
everyone
you? She
kept
kicked
saying,
me off the roster.
Everyone kept saying retirement. I don't know where they got that.
You from. Literally said you were retiring.
Okay. Moving on. I didn't. I just changed formats. Yeah. Well, I'm very pleased to play this premiere tune, which is the Bullseye remix of your tune, Bullseye. It is by myself and Pascanel, who is a really fab producer and cool dude based in Amsterdam. And I'm just stoked that it's finally coming out. So many times you just make little songs and it just never, you know, like I said, yeah. we made this like a couple weeks, few years ago at this point. And then we revived it for this. So I'm so
it's pretty
happy
hectic.
It's finally coming out. And you said there's three more songs on there. You've already released Okay Then and you've got Boohoo.
Yeah, so there's Don't Stop with Rose Dawn.
Yeah.
There's
period. Okay, I don't know if you know about Rose Dawn, but that's so
something about me is I love a dance or artist feature. There is Okay Then, which came out a couple of weeks ago, and Boohoo.
Stunning. And we're going to play Bullseye right now. It will be my weapon of the week, actually, which means I have to get out the little tag of it. But what else have you got? Have you got anything coming up, going on? I know that really fab event, Artists for Congo, is tomorrow night, if you wanted to plug that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any good dance floors that are going on?
I mean, Artists for Congo is where I'm heading tomorrow night. I hope to see every single other person in the whole world there.
You should go.
And it's obviously for a good cause and something that I don't think has enough of a voice.
No, definitely.
And I mean, beyond that, I'm just enjoying being at home and being in the studio and catching up with my people.
Stunning. Well, shout outs to you.
Shout outs to you.
Everyone can go and buy this on your Bandcamp.
Yeah,
it's
they
coming
can.
Out on Wax, isn't it? With the original album on one side and the remixes on the other side.
Yep.
The additional tracks. And happy anniversary.
Thanks.
As they say in Amsterdam.
Lekker. Helaas, pindakaas.
Helaas, pindakaas.
That woman deserves her revenge. We deserve to die.
It's Half Queen's Club Weapon of the Week.
Yeah, we hit the middle. Big bold business, not the little. Shoot for the stars, now we shut the shit down. We on a roll and we rocking it now. Tell a bit of one, bite me and sit down. Wasn't our time? Well, I guess it is now. Yeah, look, it is now. Doubt my people and I bet you find out. Be too big like Shaq, baby. Shine too big, now they shady. We stomp through, now the ground shaky. Put on gas like no breaky. We too real like no fakey. I won't stop, you won't make me. I won't leave, you won't take me. I love this shit, yeah, can you blame me? Do your dance, yeah, you know you something. Do your dance, yeah, you know you something. Do your dance, yeah, you know you something. Do your dance, yeah, you know you something.
Hit it once, hit it twice.
Do your dance, yeah, you know you something.
Hit it once, hit it twice.
Do your dance, yeah, you know you something.
Hit it once, hit it twice.
Do your dance, yeah, you know you something.
Hit it once, hit it.
Do your dance, yeah, you know
it's a bullseye.
Any type of light that I ever hide from is a brand new light. I don't sing that song. So where you at, yeah, where you come from, and how are you grown, who you wanna become? Step with me, get your bread. Everybody here, yeah, move ahead. Thump with a chest and aim to the head. Never stay down, move again. Regenerate, bloom again. Get what's mine, yeah, come to collect. I am me and I'm net to the end. We got the juice, you can never boot big. All my people in the place, go. Yeah. All my people in the place, go. Yeah. All my people in the place, go. All my people in the place, go. All my people in the place, go. All my people in the place, go.
so you know you something.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.